We're going to take a couple from mine and maybe one or two from Joe's inventory. Not going to do them all, though. On my inventory sheet, the first name I had in column one was this lady named Barbara. And I love her today. And I'll guarantee you about 34 years ago, I hated this woman with a purple passion. If there had been any way that I could have gotten rid of her without having to go to penitentiary over it, I damn sure would have done it. I used to lay awake at night fantasizing. Now, tomorrow morning, when she gets up and goes to work, and I always believed her being self-supporting through her own contributions, so she went to work. And on the way, and then I fantasize, now on the way to work, she's going to get run over by a big semi-truck. And it's not going to be just any trucking company, it's going to be a very affluent trucking company. And they're going to kill her, and I'm going to sue them. And not only do I get rid of her, but I come out with a couple $1 million out of this deal. See? You Al-Anons are not the only people that fantasize. We alcoholics did it too. Right? The second name on my list was the Internal Revenue Service. Now, if you want to see a guy come apart, you just mentioned the Internal Revenue Service. And immediately I started jumping up and down, frothing at the mouth, cussing and raising hell with everything that God, I hated those people. Joe, who was on first one on your list?
Her name, Rose.
Oh, Rose. Was she one of the two that she was married to 7 times?
She's
number one 4 times. Oh, Rose. Okay. That's how simple column one is. That's just how simple column one is. Column two. Why am I so upset with Barbara? Well, she had the audacity to file for divorce 3 times the last year before she went to Al-Anon. She's spending more money on lawyers and divorces than I'm spending on drinking and everything else. And I really had it in for her for doing that. Filing for 3 divorces within 1 year. Isn't that something? Why am I so upset with the Internal Revenue Service? Well, hell, they're trying to put me in jail. That's why I'm upset with them. Matter of hell at them. Joe, how come you so upset with Rose?
She had an affair with another man.
Had an affair with another man.
Oh, after all I've done to
her. That's how simple column two is. Column three. Which part of self is affected by Barbara filing for divorce 3 times within 1 year? Is that a threat to my self-esteem?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What's the neighbors going to think about this now? A threat to my personal relationships?
Yes.
Certainly, she's going to take the kids and she's going to go. Is it a threat to my security?
Yes.
You better bet it is. Whatever little we got left, she's going to get it all when she leaves. Is it a threat to my sex life?
Yes.
Yeah, she's not going to let me have any after we get a divorce. You know? Just wipe me out straight across the board. Internal Revenue Service trying to put me in jail. Is that a threat to my self-esteem?
Yeah.
Sure. What are people going to think about me if I end up in the hoosegow with this deal? Threat to my personal relationships? Yeah, they're not going to let my wife and children have anything to do with me when I'm in jail. Is it a threat to my security? Oh, yeah. By the time they get through finding me and everything, they'll take it all. Is it a threat to my sex life? With the kind I'd like to have, yeah. There may be some in there I don't want. The kind I'd like to have, you betcha it's a threat to it. Old Rose having an affair with another man. Is that a threat to Joe's self-esteem? Oh, what's people going to think of him now? He can't even keep his own wife at home. A threat to his security? I never look because I never know for sure what he's going to put up there. Is it a threat to his security? Sure, he's going to have to go to work now. That woman's been supporting him for the last 10 years. Threat to his sex life? Well, you betcha it is. That's how simple column three really is. It doesn't take very long to fill this out. You can go home and sit down and intuit in a couple hours. You can have this part of the inventory done. A couple hours or even less. Now that we filled it out, now that we got the sheet done, let's see what we're going to do with it now.
It says that when we went back through our lives, nothing counted but thoroughness and honesty. When we were finished, we considered it carefully. The first thing apparent was that this world and his people were often quite wrong. Well, I knew that all along. to conclude that others were wrong as far as most of us ever got. The usual outcome was that people continued to wrong us and we stayed sore. Sometimes it was remorse, and then we were sore ourselves. But the more we fought and tried to have our own way, the worse matters got. As in war, the victor only seemed to win. Our moments of triumph were short-lived. Now, it's plain that a life which includes deep resentment leads only to futility and unhappiness. To the precise extent that we permit these, do we squander the hours that might have been worthwhile.
I read that last statement, and I stopped, and I tried to look back in my life and see how much time I've actually squandered in resentments. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I know about me. When I've got a good resentment churning around up here in my head, I'm pretty well paralyzed from doing anything worthwhile. All I want to do is just sit there and play that over and over and over and over and over again. One of my favorite things that I used to love to do when I was still drinking was get up early in the morning, have a drink of whiskey and a cup of coffee, and turn on my resentment replay machine and replay what she did to me yesterday, replay what he did to me last week, replay what that damn policeman did to me a month ago, replay what that boss did to me a year ago, replay what that neighbor did to me five, play, play, replay, 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 replay. It took me just about an hour to run through that tape. I loved every moment of it. When that tape would run out, I'd have another drink of whiskey and another cup of coffee, and I would turn on my get-even machine. Yeah, now by God, the next time she does that, I'm going to do this, she'll say that, and socko, I'm going to put it there. I'm going to treat me that way. Took at least an hour to run through the get-even machine. I've squandered literally thousands and thousands and thousands of hours in resentments. When I got to AA, I found out I was still doing the same thing. I just wasn't taking the drink of whiskey. I was getting up, having a cup of coffee, turn on my resentment replay machine, run it for an hour, another cup of coffee, turn on my get-even machine, and I was doing the same thing in AA that I was doing when I was out there drinking. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I reached a point in my life where I don't have a hell of a lot of time left. For the first time in my life, I'm sober, I'm peaceful, I'm happy, and I'm free. I don't resent anything or anybody. I didn't know you could be sober and feel as good as I feel today up here in my head. Not my body, but in my head. What little time I've got left, I'll be damned if I'm going to waste any more of it in resentments when I don't have to. They block me off from God. They block me off from my fellow human beings. They block me off from any good feelings of myself. And as far as I can tell, they've never made me a nickel. Never made any money from them. Never straightened up another relationship with another human being. Only made them worse and worse and worse and made me sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. And I'm not going to waste what little time I've got left, because I found a way that I don't have to do that anymore. That's a bad deal, wasting time, squandering time in resentments. But that's not the worst thing. Here's the worst thing.
But with the alcoholics, whose hope is the maintenance and growth of a spiritual experience, this business of resentment is infinitely grave. We found that it is fatal. For when harboring such feelings, we shut ourselves off from the sunlight of the spirit. The insanity of alcohol returns when we drink again, and with us to drink is to die.
There's the worst thing about a resentment. When we got a good resentment churning around in our head, we're blocked off from anything good. We're blocked off from God. We're blocked off from our fellow human beings. We're blocked off from good feelings. We don't feel good. And our mind is going to feel bad just so long. And it's going to start searching for relief. And it's going to start remembering the sense of ease and comfort that comes at once by taking a couple of drinks. Next thing you know, we become insane. We believe it's okay to drink. And we drink again. And with us to drink is to die. I've seen more alcoholics get drunk over resentments than I have anything else in AA. They absolutely kill us. So that's why we got to get rid of them. The book says if we were to live,